bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My House of Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Come on, give God some hand praise in here. Listen, are we doing all right? We're doing all right, Houston? We doing all right? Amen. Most of all, we thank God, and we thank God for you. Amen. Now, I want you to stand to your feet and welcome. Help me welcome my good friend that's going to come and sing with us. Listen. I thank God for him. Listen, I thank God for him. Ain't no sense of trying to use no dignified words. I thank God for this man of God. Come on, put your hand together for Brother Andre, Minister Andre Tate. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Feel good to be singing with you, Doc. Come on, it's all right to put the hand here. Come on. Hey!
Sometimes they pass me by. Oh. made up your mind that no matter what come in your life, you're going to go on. You're looking at a miracle right here. 2 strokes in 4 weeks' time. But somebody look at your neighbor and say, look at God. I want to encourage you, no matter what come in your life, it might get hard sometimes, and the way might get dark sometimes, but they said I wouldn't make it. They said I'd never be nothing. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I made up my mind. Hey, I got to go. What can happen right now?
Feel like going on. Feel like going on. That's that Bishop Sales and the Anointed Voices right here on My Gospel Soul. Sometimes you got to press on through. And let me tell y'all something. And everybody know when it's raining outside and everybody get all gloomy and all this kind of can on. God is still God. The same celebration and joy you had in your spirit yesterday, you need to have it today. Come on. If you didn't have it yesterday, you need to get it. Come on. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And sometimes it do get hard. Sometimes it becomes a press. But guess what you need to do? You need to press on. You need to remember what he has done for you. You need to remember that trouble don't last always. And keep your eyes stayed on him. Again, you're listening to My Gospel Soul with none other than Pastor Jake. Next song coming to you is by Express Image, and it's called Revive Me Again.
Touch me. To me, right now I see about you, but sometimes when I get burdened down and don't know what to say, I say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
I'm asking you to hear my plea. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
I can't do nothing without you, Jesus. No, no.
Oh Lord.
You're the one.
Increasing 15 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. for tonight. It's going to be mostly cloudy early in the evening, then clearing up, much colder. Okay, y'all, get your jackets, get your boots. Okay, lows in the mid 30s, north wind by 15 to 20 miles per hour, trans wind blowing. So let's see what's happening tomorrow. Partly cloudy early in the morning, then we come in sunny. It's going to be cold, y'all. Highs in the lower 50s, north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And for Tuesday night, clear, lows in the mid 30s, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. All right. So, govern yourselves accordingly. This is My Gospel Soul. Well, we're just letting you know what's happening out there in Houston. One minute it is 80 degrees, and the next minute it is 50 degrees. I'm just trying to help you. This next song comes to you by Jay Speaks, and it says, Time Out, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Yeah. J.J. Speaks. I'm here. We ain't got time to waste, homie. I know it. It's Time Out. Let's get them.
If you ain't about the way, I had to listen to that for a minute, sound like something else to say. If you ain't about the way, then move up out my way. It's time out, time out. I know that's right. Listen, I know sometimes, you know, when we make music, you know, people hear, they hear one thing, because it's a whole lot of songs that I got, became an adult. I thought I was, you know, I would sing certain words when I became an adult. I was singing certain words as a child. When I became an adult and listened to the song, I was like, oh my God, I was singing it all the way wrong. So I came to the lyrics really get in there, understand what's happening, so you hear the message that is trying to be given, especially with gospel rap. You know, and a lot of times people don't like, you know, some people don't like gospel rap, and it's okay with, you know, you. I don't have an issue with it. I don't play gospel rap as a special occasion. It's part of music, part of genre, part of the lineup. So get it in your spirit. That's it. It is what it is. And the message is real. So that was Jay Speaks, Time Out, Time Out. Let's keep it going with a little bit by your very own. Pastor Jay, this Christmas right here on my gospel phone.
Realize my purpose on this earth, so I hopped on my J-O-B. 365, 24/7. Your service to others is reservations for your room in heaven. Now, follow me. No, actually, Father God instead. The God is head of my life, and He is who led me to be this man I try to be daily. Blessings I'm getting lately, thanks to His baby. Jesus, please believe us. Unbelieve us, believe us. When we say that He would never leave you, so just trying for once. And I'm sure that you would never turn back. How you know? Cause I tried them, and it's a fact that this is the life. And I wouldn't trade it with nobody, see, I found Christ, and I'm not changing for nobody, this is the life, and I wouldn't trade it with nobody, see, I found Christ, and I'm not changing for nobody, see, I used to do a lot of things I would be ashamed to admit, but I speak it to help you get through. And hear the words that I say, the key words is used to. I haven't changed everything, but a lot of things I don't do, I can't do. Too deeply rooted in the soil. See, I learned from the streets the importance of being loyal. Can't expect to get the blessings if you can't trust you. To keep the faith and put Him first in whatever you do. I smoke weed, pop it, so dope, so yes. Put a gun to a dude's neck, make threats, I regret. Disrespect a lot of women, plenty of premarital sex. Yes, the devil had me gone, but then change came next. That old saying, help me switch it up, the one we neglect. That we done made another day, but we ain't promised the next. Where the prostitution, cracker, whatever, don't never hold back. He bought you through so you could tell the whole world that this is the life. And I wouldn't trade it with nobody, see, I found Christ. And I'm not trading for nobody, this is the life. And I wouldn't trade it with nobody, see, I found Christ. And I'm not trading for nobody.
What's better life when you have a job that pay less than the job before, but dealing with God is a job that pay less, you tend to have more. What life to live when you in the word, play the rules how it go, and it's become your footstool, and friends turn out of foe. This is the life of straight as the gate, and narrow is the road, and with years of shedding tears turn into rainbows. The life of ups turn from downs, and gain earn from falls, and yes turn from now, the rounds turn into smiles. This is the life of grace given, and the reason we celebrate Christmas, Christmas Eve.
They say the just shall live by Like a desert in a time of storm. Let me hear you sing joy.
Come on, y'all.
That's right. We ain't gonna draw up in this world. Let me hear you sing joy. can reach us. He can give us that word and teach us. Cause he'll make a light shine bright and make everything all right. Let's bring joy. Come on.
Oh,
want to bless you. Listen, I couldn't have said it better myself. He wants to bless you. Amen. He's waiting to bless you. Come on. You got to believe. Amen. Glory to God. You got to believe. Open up your mind and receive the blessings of God. Amen. He wants to bless you. Listening to my gospel. So let's play Monday and weekend review. My weekend was very, very simple. My weekend was very simple. Very nice, very, very, some of it I can't remember, let me be honest. Some of it I just really honestly cannot remember. Let's see, let's go to Friday. Friday was, oh my God, movie night. I watched movies, me and my husband. We watched a good one. About the movie. Okay, let's move on. Saturday, got up, came to the shop, and hung up clothes and sold some things in the thrift store. Let's see. Sunday was a blessing. Got to the building, preached the word of God, did some renovating with the office, still doing some renovating, trying to get it to looking like I wanted to look, office that I'm pleased with. Let's see. And I'm doing pretty good. Well, I'm going to be posting some pictures. I'm doing pretty well with that. Let's see, what else? So the weekend was awesome. It was slow but awesome. Me and my husband went out to a birthday party last night, had a wonderful time. I got to dance, you know, and hug and love on him and look him in his eye and let him talk to me in that old deep voice that I love. Come on. You got to say amen for love. Come on, hey. So the weekend was It was awesome. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. And I hope you all out there are having a wonderful, wonderful time. It's getting close to Christmas time. I feel so bad because I don't have Christmas lights up. I have this done by Thanksgiving. This year has been so peculiar and weird, but a blessing. So I'm just going with it. Like I say, I'm just going to rock with it. So no Christmas lights. I have no Christmas tree up. I got Christmas gifts. I went to the annual Christmas party last week. No, the first week in December. Had a good time. Won a bunch of gifts. Me and my husband. We did all of the games and participated in everything. Got a bunch of gifts. And no tree. No Christmas tree. And I'm not losing any sleep over it because the tree has nothing to do with Jesus, you know, and that's for you super spiritual people out there. You got a tree and this is the day to do. Yes, Jesus was born, Christ our Savior, and I love the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank him for being born and dying and then rise again. It all is significant to my deliverance. Amen. So no Christmas decorations up, nothing. I'm thinking I'm going to go after the show, I'm going to go and get at least some light for the window. You know, I had grand plans. I'm not going to lie to you. I was going to do it up for Christmas. And listen, I'm so excited about my thrift store. My husband got me an early Christmas present, about 3 rings. You know, I love the bling. Just 3 silver rings. I love silver, sterling silver. Got my hand. I'm talking with my hands and doing all kinds of flagging people down, you know, when your hands and your nails, when your hands look good, you got jewelry on and your nails are done, you get to doing all kinds of talking with your hands, all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, I feel Christmas, but I may not see it, but I feel it. How about that? All right, now, so that was the weekend review. Now, want you all to, we're going to go out on one of my brother's songs, Billy Cook. Let me see, which one I got on here to play, you know. Penny, she's over there. Y'all, let me tell y'all about my dog. My dog, Penny, my I love her. She doesn't really respond to me as the way she responds to my husband. But I love Penny, and Penny, she knows that I long for her to love me. And I think that she takes that away on purpose. I might just be exaggerating. But Penny has dry skin. And Penny will scratch, scratch, scratch till her skin is raw. And when I tell you, I'm just like, Penny, calm down, calm down. And she gets the scratch, I have to actually stop her. And I have to, you know, do something to help her with that. But anyway, Penny is in the studio with me, and she has her dog tags on. So every time she scratches, you know, you can hear everything. But anyway, that's enough about Penny. Listen, I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful holiday, okay? I want you to make sure you do everything you're supposed to, and you're going to see everybody that you're supposed to see and know what Christmas is about. And it's really about family. It's really about Jesus Christ and the fact that he gave you family that you couldn't choose, okay? So just bless God. All right, let's go out on All I Want for Christmas by Billy Cook. I want you to remember that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.
All I want for Christmas is you, and Christmas is you and me, having fun decorating the Christmas tree, drinking hot cocoa, snuggling to get warm, fireplace crackling, baby, you in my arms, Uncle Joe tips it from Mickey in his cup, Aunt June cut the rug with that big old butt.